Reliquary. Silver, shaped like a heart, but now empty, holding only some air, a lungful of sour breath, from someone who last breathed before the metal hinge clicked shut. Or this in the shape of a saint's forearm, fashioned from gilded silver, yellow, and gems, with a wood core. How lifelike it looks, creased where the fingers fold, the half moon of each fingernail slightly raised. In procession, the lacquered arm was raised high so that the crowds could see, having waited in whirls of dust on the road, family straining for a glimpse of what luck was promised to them. Sometimes, small windows worked into the design, miniature hinges and faux panes opened to show the bones inside. Femur, forearm, shard of clavicle and hip, knobs of knees and ankles, rolling knuckle bones. A piece could make a township famous. But most precious were the skulls, for which they also built likenesses, hollowed busts elaborately painted, preserving lip and eye color, the particular slope of a nose, blonde braids coiled like rope dipped in gold. In Siena's basilica, St. Catherine's head, freed from its reliquary, now stands in its own skin, incorrupt on the silver altar, the teeth still visible in that open air. To get the head, the Sienese had to sever it from the body and smuggle it out of Rome, a pious mutilation ordained by the papacy. Hatchet, saw, and blade sharpened for this work, then the heft that leaned into the neck to break the spinal cord. Catherine, patron saint of safety from fire. Once smugglers hid the severed head in a sack and, when the guards approached, prayed for a miracle. Their sack lightened, filled now with rose petals, the color of a heart still burning.